keep your residents engaged with life through better hearing. Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky. Welcome to The Art of Aging, a 20-minute podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. A conversation with Janie York in just 30 seconds. First, your AOA tip of the day. Does your loved one spend a lot of time in his or her wheelchair? If so, they may be at greater risk for pressure sores. To help prevent that from happening, take another look at their cushion. It may look fine, but not feel fine. Replacing it could make all the difference in the world. Check out those made with gel or air. They may cost more, however, they could be worth it, especially if it prevents the pain and suffering an open wound can cause. For more information, consult a medical professional. Now back to our topic, hearing loss and hearing aids. Joining me to talk more about it is Janie York. Janie is the owner of Hear Now Mobile Hearing Solutions. Welcome, Janie.
Thank you for having me, Kathy.
You bet. First of all, how do you describe hearing loss?
You know, in a practical way, hearing loss is the inability to hear, process, and understand conversation and entertainment. If you can't hear it, you're probably going to pull back from it. The degree of hearing loss can be determined through a hearing test, and that can be performed by a hearing instrument specialist or an audiologist.
Okay. At what age is hearing loss considered normal?
You know, there's really not a normal age. You know, we have newborn babies who are hard of hearing. My hearing loss started at around age 30. But you can expect after 60 that hearing loss could start to occur more frequently.
Okay. Challenges that can occur as a result of hearing loss.
Oh my. Communication, of course, is very difficult. When you have a hearing loss, you really have to be your own advocate and put yourself in a position to hear when you are in social situations, when you're in just simple one-on-one conversation. The challenges can be that you're just not able to really follow that conversation. As the conversation switches between people, you may literally get lost. And when that happens, I know when it happens to me, I just tend to zone out and then I can't recover that conversation again.
Yeah. One of the challenges I think for folks in admitting that they're having a hearing loss is they have to address the idea that maybe they'll have to wear hearing aids, right? So how does a person, well, accept first, but know that they need hearing aids?
Well, a lot of times they're getting encouragement, shall we say, from family and friends that they just aren't hearing or understanding what people are saying. And I think people just get tired of not being able to engage completely in conversations and activities. So they may decide, well, I'll try it. And once people decide to try a hearing aid, most of the time they love it and their lives are changed. It's just making that decision that, okay, I'm going to give this a shot.
Okay. And you mentioned it earlier, your own hearing loss. You can relate to all of this. Briefly tell us your story.
Well, at about 30, I had just a mild hearing loss in my right ear. And in 1992, I had a day where I started experiencing horrible vertigo to the point where I couldn't walk by myself. And over the course of a year, this was happening once, sometimes two or three times a week. And I didn't know what it was. I couldn't find a doctor to help me. So it was just really a disaster. By the time I finally found a doctor who diagnosed me with Meniere's disease, which is an imbalance of the fluids in your inner ear, I had lost all the hearing in my left ear and a good portion of it in my right. The right got so much worse. So now I sit with a very extreme hearing loss in my right ear and no hearing at all in my left. So I know what it's like to not be able to hear.
Well, and that's driven you to want to help others, Janie. You started your own organization. Tell us about Hear Now Mobile Hearing Solutions.
I'm really excited about my business. Hear Now Mobile Hearing Solutions provides on-site hearing aid care and hearing care for elders living in communities. This is a group that really gets left out of the hearing care picture. So what we do is a little bit different. We come in first providing service. So when I come into a community, I will see all the hearing aids in the community and clean them, do minor repairs, facilitate repairs that might have to be sent in, keep those hearing aids working. Then if someone needs or wants a hearing test and new hearing aids, we can provide that as well. Most of the new hearing aids I provide in that setting are through Medicaid. In fact, I just fit a lady this week with new hearing aids through Medicaid, and she's 104 years old.
See, that has to be one of the most rewarding experiences for you because, you know, and we were talking about this before the recording, I think if you don't have a hearing loss, obviously it's difficult to understand what that's really like for somebody to experience. So you're going into these places, we don't know how long these folks have been without their hearing aids, or maybe their hearing aids are clogged, or maybe they've just given up and they don't wear them anymore. I mean, tell us a little bit more about the 104-year-old. I mean, you're like a miracle worker for these people.
Well, she had one hearing aid that she'd had for at least 10 years, and it really was not doing the job for her. So I gave her a hearing test, and she does have a very severe hearing loss, but I could put a pair of what we call superpower hearing aids on her. And when I put them on her in the beginning, she said, "Oh my, those are too loud," which was just amazing to me because I wasn't even sure if these were going to do the job for her. I was hoping they would. And so we adjusted them down a bit, and she left being able to hear even through an N95 mask and a shield from her social worker.
I want to ask you something, Janie, when it comes to hearing loss. I think those of us on the outside looking in tend to want to speak louder to people. If we know that someone has a hearing deficit, right, our first inclination is to yell at the person. Talk a little bit for those of us who realize that we have a loved one, whether they wear hearing aids or not, with some sort of deficit. What should we be thinking about as we're communicating with them?
Well, first of all, we should be facing that person and make sure they can see at least as much of your face as possible right now. We should speak clearly. You might need to raise your volume up a little bit, but more than that, watch your tone. We ladies tend to get our tone up higher. If we can keep our tone down lower a little bit, that's going to help because most people in this age group have a high frequency hearing loss, which makes it difficult to hear those higher voices. We want to keep our conversation concise so that they're able to follow what you're saying. But if you say something to a person who you know is hard of hearing and they're just not catching it, rephrase it. Say it in a different way because there might be a combination of words or letters that they're just not going to get.
Okay. Other challenges that people who are wearing hearing aids experience, especially the ones that you've met in the senior living communities?
Well, in senior living communities, the biggest challenge is that about 85% of the people I see cannot do anything with their hearing aids. They can't put them in, they can't take them out, they can't do the batteries. So they really are depending on their care staff to take care of these for them. And through some research that I read, this research was done in Sweden, about 85% of the caregivers don't know what to do with hearing aids. So you can see the problems that can arise. So because of that mismatch, the residents need someone to put their hearing aids in, take their hearing aids out, make sure there's good batteries, make sure there's a specific place that they're kept so they don't get lost. And in many cases, this is just not happening. And taking care of hearing aids is just kind of a mismatch.
Which is a head scratcher, really, because we focus so much on medication management in some of these communities, which obviously is so important for our older adults to make sure that they are taking what they need in order to have that quality of life. But you take out the hearing part of it, or even the sight part of it, and now we've really gotten ourselves into some trouble. Maybe this would be a good time to talk about the benefits or of good hearing, or what we can avoid. I mean, your medications could be perfectly administered, but if you can't hear, your balance and other things, right, are impacted.
Absolutely. Your balance is impacted. Your general understanding of what's happening to you and around you is impacted. So someone who's hard of hearing and their hearing aids are not in at proper times, or they're not being taken care of, they may not understand the treatment that they're getting. They may not understand what the caregiver is asking them to do. They may startle really easily because they don't hear someone coming up behind them. And these people could, over time, get labeled as having behaviors, and that can become a problem with care. You know, they're going to pull back from activities. I know right now we're not having very many activities going on, but they may just pull back and isolate more and more until they just really aren't doing anything to engage with life.
Education so key in all of this. Janie, what are you finding? And we'll talk about the pandemic here in a minute. What are you finding to be the biggest key in I don't know, achieving that aha moment with the staff when you're talking with them about the importance, and they're all kind of, maybe they're looking at you a little glazed over, like, really another presenter in here. But what do you say to them, or what do you do that kind of turns that light bulb on of, oh, I got to make this a priority?
You know, it happens primarily one-to-one, but the one thing that I have found that makes them think about how important these are is comparing it to their cell phone. So what if you gave your cell phone to someone to hold on to overnight, and then you go to get it in the morning and they have no idea where it is, or it mysteriously got broken overnight, and all of your contacts, all of maybe your banking, your life is in that device. Well, that's not that different from a person's hearing aids that mysteriously go missing overnight or are crumbled on the floor when they're stepped on or rolled over by a wheelchair. Their life and the ability to engage in life is tied up in those hearing aids. So we need to take care of those hearing aids the same way we take care of that precious phone.
Wow, that's a great example. That is a really good example. Now, you referenced this earlier when we were talking about ways to be mindful of speaking with folks. Well, now many of us are doing that with a mask on our face. And so talk a little bit about what you're finding in the midst of COVID here and how people might maybe think about changing the way they're communicating through those masks.
Well, through a mask, depending on the type of mask, you can lose 4 to 12 decibels of audibility. So if you're talking through an N95 mask, that's 12 decibels of audibility that you're losing. So that's that much less volume that person is hearing. So you do have to raise your voice a little bit. I found that just having a little portable PA system that amplifies my voice really helps to help that person hear you. Clear masks, when they're allowed, are really helpful because then a person can see your lips. If it's a full face clear mask, they can see your whole face, and those are available on my website, and those can be very helpful for communication.
I wanted to ask you about your website. I've actually been there. Really good stuff. We're approaching the holidays, Janie, and I have yet to talk to a person who finds it challenging. What should I get? You know, that older adult in my life for for Christmas because they say they don't need anything. They say they don't want anything, right? We talk about the gift of time, which is so very, very precious. Today we're talking about hearing aids. What can you think of that maybe somebody could look to do to enhance that experience? You know, you mentioned the device too. Talk a little bit more about gift ideas.
Well, even with hearing aids, talking through a window or through plastic can be really difficult. So a very simple device called a pocket talker can really help. It's used with headphones. It's about the size of a transistor radio. They're $200 on my website. And what I love about this is there's a 12-foot extension cord for the microphone. So you could actually attach that microphone to the 12-foot cord, put it through a door or through a window, so then the person standing outside the window can speak through that microphone and that person can hear better. I have some people that use it with their hearing aids. You could set that next to a speaker on a speakerphone. I have one community that just purchased two so they can use it both directions. So the visitor can wear one set and that cord is by their resident or their family member and vice versa. Then the family member has one. So now both sides through that window can hear better. So that is a really nice gift.
Wow. Can I ask, because I know some folks are using cell phones through the window, right? So your loved one has a cell phone, you have a cell phone, and sometimes there's a little bit of a delay. And if they look a little bit confused, it's because they're seeing your lips move, but it's not what they're receiving. So with this device that you've just talked about here, is it real time? So if I'm speaking to my loved one and it's going through their headphones, there's not that discrepancy.
It's real time. It's real time. Another device that is really good for people that have a newer hearing aid is called a remote microphone. And in that case, the visitor would wear that remote microphone and it Bluetooth to that person's hearing aid. I have one that I use all the time.
Okay, that's amazing. So tell us what your website address is.
My website address is www.hearnowsolutions.com. And of course, hear is H-E-A-R.
Okay, and if people like to use the old-fashioned way and call you, what's your number then, Jean?
402-880-3938.
Okay, we've got a couple minutes left. And you have made a huge difference in so many people's lives. When someone asks you, Janie, you know, sometimes folks can sum up what they do with one story, right? What would that one story be with which we can leave our listeners here?
Well, it's sometimes hard to pick just one, but I love this story because I had a panicked call one day from a social worker at one of my communities, and one of my residents was just in such a state because she couldn't hear. Her birthday was the next day, and this was back when we could gather, and she was expecting people all day long to come and help her celebrate. So they're pretty close to me, so I ran up to the building, and all it was that the filters that catch the wax from her ears were plugged. And so I changed those filters, put them back in her ears, and she was good to go, and she was so grateful. And that's an example of something that could have easily been taken care of by staff had they known what to do. So that's why Here Now is in the process of creating an online training course for caregivers in those facilities so they will know what to do and they can feel empowered to help their residents with hearing aids. I'll still be around, I can still help, but if they have the right education, they can do this.
Very good. Oh, okay. I'd like to thank Janie for joining us and my husband Mike for making us sound so good. And of course to all of you for listening to The Art of Aging, a podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky, inviting you to join us again as we will be posting new segments every 2 weeks. Till then, may you find meaning in each and every moment. hence discovering what I believe to be the true art of aging.